My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way, previews Texas, Michigan at 9 o'clock. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. But right now, it is time for the return. Every single week at 8:40 of Dallas Cowboys color analyst Babe Laufenberg on the D&M leasing hotline. Good morning, man. How you been?
I've been great. It's like the prodigal son returns, right?
Yes, that's right.
And I'll be on RJ and Sean, Bobby. I had to be honest with you. I had to look at my calendar this morning because it sure as hell felt like Christmas to me getting to talk to you guys again.
That's so nice,
I thought, is it December 25th?
What did you do during the off season? Like a top two or three things that jumped out in the Babe off season?
Well, there's really only one thing that jumped out, but it jumped out like three or four times. I went to Montana with my son. My son lives in Denver now, my older son, and we took a trip to a lodge in Montana, fly fishing. And we did a couple trips to Colorado, of course, where he lives. So really, that was it. Didn't have any fancy, you know, go to the Amalfi Coast or something like that, which the rich people do. We just, you know, we get a little cabin, put up a tent, we fish.
Have you added anybody to your weekly Jason Garrett and Troy Aikman lunches?
No, but Jason's about to get the boot. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, he just doesn't show up. I always say, number one thing in life, show up. He'll be in Kansas City tonight for the KC-Baltimore game, but he'll be in. I can't wait for Dak to retire. Whoa. So we can bring him into the fold.
Okay. The invitation is just extended just like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So my trivia. You guys ready for your trivia?
Trivia is back.
Yeah, baby. Ready to see how you gamed
trivia
it for
is Peyton. Back. We got to get Peyton to do a little drum roll, or we have to have some kind of intro to the trivia. But here we go. So Nick Chubb, we know he's not playing, got the knee injury and all, and it's a good thing he's not. He has the second highest yards per attempt by a running back. He's a 5.3. Only one running back in NFL history has a higher yards per attempt. That man is
Jim Brown.
Bobby's going to get this. Jim Brown is right behind him at number three.
Okay, so this is Raheem Mostert.
That'd be kind of a good guess, but no.
Marion Motley.
That'd be a good guess, but no, he wasn't.
Jim Taylor. Leroy Kelly.
Come on. University of Texas.
Texas?
Earl.
Is it Earl?
Not Earl.
No.
Not Cedric. Not
Let's
Ricky.
See if Peyton can get
Chris
it. Let's
Sims.
See if Peyton can get it.
We got to think of elite running backs here, guys. That would be Jamal Charles.
Damn it.
You know, they're playing the Browns. I'm very disappointed. I would have expected a Sam Ritigliano or Brian Sipe answer from you. Very disappointed.
So Peyton on the board early, 1-0-0-0. But that segues us to the run defense. And you've been talking about this for years, and you've been right about it for years. How do you feel about this year's Mike Zimmer version of the Cowboys' run D?
Well, the way I talk about it is I'm really more concerned with stopping the pass and stopping the run. But obviously, everybody, that's been a focus here. And I found it very interesting that in training camp, I've never seen this many veteran players in the front seven, or any position for that matter, you know, be acquired after training camp started, guys who were just out there. And they clearly weren't content with what they had, because they kept bringing in these guys. And now, of course, Linville Joseph, 35 years old, he's going to be in the thing. But here's my thing. Why are we so focused on stopping the run? They don't pay running backs, do they? The NFL has deemed them to be non-factors, right? They pay receivers. Let's stop those guys. So that's where my focus is always.
Really?
Stop the pass.
Yeah, well, yeah. Stop the pass, more important, but I don't think that the non-paying of the running backs mean that the running game is meaningless. It's just the way that they believe the running game can be achieved. I mean, you know, against San Francisco and tougher and more physical teams, and last year and Aaron Jones, the game can still be controlled by it at times.
At times, but hey, you look at San Francisco. Christian McCaffrey, in the last three games, he wasn't here for the first one, the first playoff game at AT&T Stadium. He's averaged 3 yards a carry, and his long run in the two games is 8 yards. So the running game hasn't beat him against San Francisco. They don't score points when they played San Francisco. That's been their problem. But the running game, and I know Aaron Jones tore him up, but look what Jordan Love did to him.
Yeah.
I mean, all the big plays they had in the passing game, that's
okay.
You know, Green Bay had their way either way. You know how they say make them one-dimensional? They couldn't stop either dimension.
Okay, fair. So I'll then kind of reverse it. Are we overreacting and freaking out too much to the Cowboys having what we think will be the worst running game in years going back to Zeke?
No, because I will say that puts a lot of pressure on your passing game. You got to be able to run just enough, to me. Hey, Kansas City, you look at, they haven't been a great rushing team. You look at the teams that won the Super Bowl, the Rams, and they weren't really necessarily great rushing teams with the great backs. But, you know, the quarterbacks are winning the Super Bowls, right? I mean, the quarterbacks are winning. The days of John Riggins carrying it 40 times and leading Washington to a Super Bowl win, they're over. So they pay the quarterbacks, they pay the receivers, so we need to try to stop those guys, right? Matter of fact, going through the NFC, Matthew Stafford is the only quarterback in the NFC who has won a Super Bowl.
That's wild.
So your path in the NFC is certainly a lot easier than going through the quarterbacks in the AFC.
Babe Loffenberg joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. All right, your quarterback. Let's evaluate Deshaun Watson. Like, is he going to resurrect his career? Were you able to watch tape of him before the injury last year? What's his issue?
Yeah, you know what's funny, RJ? When we have a little text, you and me and Sean, about, hey, what do you want to hit? you mentioned Deshaun Watson resurrecting his career. So I was racking my brain. I even called a couple buddies or texted them and said, hey, so you're trying to think of that guy. I mean, Kurt Warner, to an extent, he went to the Giants and was terrible. And I thought, oh, his career's over. And then he goes to Arizona and takes him to a Super Bowl. Warren Moon had a little bit of a down time in there. I mean, nobody would remember, but you go all the way back to Jim Plunkett. He got beat up in New England. He goes to the Raiders as an older guy, and he wins two Super Bowls there. So I don't know what to make of Deshaun Watson. I loved him. I loved him at Clemson. I loved him coming out. I loved him at Houston. You know, he's only played 12 games in the last 3 years. I think that's a big part of the guy just hasn't played. Mm-hmm. He was suspended for part of it. He's been hurt. So, you know, to me, he's going to be a dangerous guy. But, yeah, can he get his career back on track? I don't know. I'll say this. With that defense, you don't need to score a lot of points.
Babe, do you see the Cowboys being about the same?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Last year, a chance to actually be better or a decline?
I don't see him. They're not as good as the team that was down 27-0 to the Packers in the second quarter.
Uh-oh.
I mean, on paper, right, they're not as good as they were last year. Now, that doesn't mean that Cooper Beebe doesn't become a better center than Tyler Biotis. That doesn't mean that Tyler Guyton doesn't play better than Tyron Smith, although that would be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
But no, they've lost a lot. I mean, we've all seen it, right? You don't need to be a football expert to know they lost guys and they didn't really get them replayed. Eric Kendricks is your big signing. And I love him. Great player, middle, you know, older player, but they just did not replace the running game. I can't imagine it being great. Rico Dowdle's going to be interesting because we don't have a big sample size on him. So maybe he comes in and maybe he's Jamaal Charles and he averages 5.4 carry. But, you know, again, on paper going in, they're not as good as a team that was put together last year.
What else do we need to know about Cleveland? We rely on you for the X's and O's and the preview and the film study. What else is jumping out to you about the Browns?
They're two corners, Martin Emerson, Denzel Ward. I mean, you don't have shutdown corners anymore, really, because of the rules, but these are shutdown corners. They didn't allow a touchdown. If you go by Pro Football Focus, they didn't allow a touchdown last year, either of them. And, The funny thing is, Cleveland, you guys may have touched on this, but their defense, number one in the NFL last year, number one pass defense, number one on third down, which to me is a really important stat because, you know, you're getting teams off the field. They were top of the list. And I mean, when you look at the numbers, you got to go back to like the 2009 Jets to match the numbers that Cleveland put up last year. But at home, they're a totally different defense than they are on the road, and I couldn't tell you why. But they gave up 14 points a game last year at home. That was the best in the NFL. Mm. They gave up 31 points a game on the road. That was last in the NFL.
Wow.
So at home, they were the best defense in the NFL, points-wise. On the road, they were the worst. One problem, they're playing in Cleveland. So you don't get the road Cleveland team.
Babe, Jerry gave an interview with Stephen A. Smith yesterday where he talked about the Dak and McCarthy work that they've done together last year and how much confidence that gives him. Heading into year two here, what are your expectations for that combination?
Well, I think it only gets better. I always look at that play caller and quarterback the way you do a pitcher and catcher, where that catcher flashes a sign, right, and that pitcher says, boom, it's exactly what I was thinking. So that quarterback play caller relationship has to kind of be the same, in my opinion, where that play comes into Dak's helmet and he said, man, just what I wanted. And I know they talk about things during the week and all that, but I've seen it where you're like, really, we called that? So, and you know, we talk about year two in this offense, or, you know, with Mike as a play caller. I almost look at it as year one and a half, because it was a different offense after week six last year. They had the first six games. They ran about 48 five-yard hooks a game. Hmm. And they came back after the bye, and it turned back to the offense a little more than it was. And that's when the offense improved, started scoring points, bigger plays. And I don't know if Dak had to come to Mike meeting with Coach McCarthy, but it changed after week six. It just did. We all saw it. And but, again, should be better just by the fact that they've worked together now. And we'll see.
Great to have you back. Looking forward to it again, and have a fantastic trip to Cleveland.
Thank you, and I got one quick one for you here because I think you'll like it. Since 2010, the Cowboys are 6-1 against the New York Giants in openers. And it seems like they play the Giants every other year, and they do in the opener. They're 0-7 against everyone not named the New York Giants.
Mm. See,
they have not beaten a team since 2010 that was not the New York Giants in the opener. So here we go.
This is why we have you. The greatness of Babe Laufenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline.
And even though we had Babe Laufenberg today, no Below the Belt, I still got to remind you guys, Below the Belt is brought to you by A&M Air.
The voice of the Longhorns, Texas versus Michigan. Let's get you set for it with Craig Way after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!